I'd like to go to my message to you, and my scripture reading is in Joel 2 and verse 30. I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it will come about that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be those who escape, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this blessed holy Sabbath. Thank you for each and every one that you brought into this sanctuary. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on each one that has felt a need to be in this house of prayer. Heavenly Father, bless the words that we speak and the thoughts that we express, and help them to help each of us as you would have. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask all these things. Amen. My text to you is in Joel. And it's in Joel 3, and I would like to go to verse 1. And I would say the name of my message this morning, the title of my message for you this morning is Do Not Fear. And if you was able to share with us in our Bible study this morning, at least a portion of it, was talking about the day of the Lord. We had people that was here today that obviously are concerned about what's going on in the world today, the conditions of the world, the economy, the turbulence, the things in nature seems to be in an upheaval. People are almost worried. Maybe some are worried. But my message to you this morning is, do not fear. God's Word, from first to last, makes it clear to us that He is in control. It doesn't rest in the hands of men. If it does, it's temporary. It's just for a short season. Don't you know that the Word lets us know that God sets up authorities and nations and kings and kingdoms? God sets them up for His purpose at whatever time and place that it is. They serve His purpose ultimately. God sets them up. God brings them down at His time and within His plan. Joel 3 and 1. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. In our scripture Bible study this morning, it was referred to as a different title, a different name, Gog. And then it had a name for the place that Gog and the ones that gather with them against God's holy city and His holy nation and His holy people. When God gets through with them, when Jesus Christ comes and His enemies are put down, Gog and the ones that come up against Jerusalem are going to be some of those, and there's going to be a great burial place. Bigger than we could possibly imagine, with the peoples and nations and weaponry that comes against Jerusalem. Jesus Christ himself one day is going to occupy that space. New Jerusalem will come down. It will come down in God's land, in his chosen land, at his chosen city, with his chosen people. That's not to say that he has, that's the only place he has his people. His people are all over this earth. And of every kindred and nation and nationality and race, God has his people. But that holy city, New Jerusalem, is coming down. And it's going to be right there where Jerusalem is now. And the Word lets us know that people from all over the world will be seeking and expected to go to Jerusalem, where Jesus Christ himself will be King of kings and Lord of lords, teaching his ways to the nations of the earth that are left of the ones that came up against his people and in his land. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land. Have you heard of any kind of division of lands going on in Jerusalem right now or within the last year or two? Divisions of land? I think so, with the Palestinian people. I believe so. Isn't the Word of God spectacular and magnificent and blessing? From start to finish, you can always get things of God in there. Things that he did for people of the past, we know what he's doing for us in the present. Things that he's done for his people all over the world. And the glorious things of what he has in store for his people in the future. It's beyond our imagination in every respect of how it will be like, how beautiful that it will be. You don't want to miss it. It's the most important thing and should be the most important thing in your life and in your family's life, is to make sure that you are ready, that you respond to the call of God through Jesus Christ, his Son. His Son paid the ultimate price for each one of us. He gave his very life. The only begotten Son of the Father God died on the cross for each one of us, so that we would have that way of entering into his kingdom. And at the end, our life would go on forever and ever. For us as Jesus' children, life doesn't end. Jesus Christ himself said that. He who believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? We need to believe it. We need to grasp it. We need to hold on to it. He who believes in me will never die. You may take your last breath as a human being, but that's not the end of you. It may be just the start. Because forever and ever and ever, ever to be in the presence of the Lord and with the Lord, doing what he has for us to do, completing his plan for this earth and beyond, going into the new heavens and the new earth that is spoken of and that will replace this earth and the heavens that we know now. The Bible speaks of all of that. It has not happened. It's prophetic. Jesus Christ came to this earth about 2,000 years ago, and He completed a portion of the prophecies that's talked about in the Old Testament of the Messiah coming. But all is not finished. All prophecies has not happened. We look forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ, and for all of that, that lies beyond. You don't want to miss it. And you won't if you just hold on to Jesus' hand. Hold on to your faith in God and your belief in Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of the Father that came to this earth as a little baby. Miraculous birth. Lived His life. Completed the plan that was established of paying the ultimate sacrifice of Himself on the cross for those who would respond to Him in heart and mind and turn to Him and hold on to Him with all their heart and mind and soul. That's how Jesus wants us to do. He don't want us to be like Israel of old that was constantly backsliding, constantly stumbling at stumbling blocks that was laid before them, whether of their own creation or those of the nations in which they dwelt. Looking for something new, going out to greener pastures, they thought. And taking up idol worship and things that was infiltrated into them by the nations in which they and the lands that they dwelt. God knew this. That's why He said and instructed them the way He did when He told them to go into the land and possess it and do the other things as they went in. But they didn't do that. They did not obey God word for word exactly what He said and what He meant. And they paid the price for everything. God doesn't overlook rebellion against Him. We need to have an open mind, an open heart. We need to seek the truth out of God's Word and then be willing to respond to it and to hold fast to it, to believe it, and not turn from it. Don't be as the children of Israel of old, always rebelling, always seeking some other way other than God, what God had set before them. Do not fear the conditions that are prevalent today of nations seeming to be threatening us and our way of life. The things in our economy seeming to go totally down beyond the comprehension of almost anybody, experts even in the stock market itself, cannot believe what is happening today in our economy and in the stock market in particular. The markets of the world, not just United States. There is fear prevalent. Concern is a light word. I am very concerned about a lot of things that are taking place in our world today. I'm concerned about the economy. I'm concerned about the nations that threaten our very existence. I'm concerned about our future. I'm concerned about the freedoms that our forefathers, the men that established our nation, as one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. I'm concerned about those freedoms. Amen. And exactly how our nation stands in the eyes of God. Whether He is ready to deal with us, perhaps in the way that He dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe that's overkill. But I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the things that are going on. All of those things. God is in control. The Word of God lets us know that. He's in control. He keeps the universe in place. He sustains things by His power and by His love, even for us. His plan will prevail. He has a plan for this earth and beyond, and it's going to happen, even though we may not see how, even though we may not comprehend it. His plan for mankind, this world and the heavens, will prevail. It will happen exactly as His Word says. Do not fear the things that are going on in our world today, including the upcoming election. Do not fear. I didn't say don't be concerned. I am concerned. But don't fear. God has it in His hands. No matter what happens in the election, in the economy, in the world, in the nations that are against our freedoms and are against Christianity in general, God can take care of all that. And He will take care of it in His way and in His time, regardless of any particular specific event. He can take out bad people and bad things, just as He can establish the good. In closing, I'd like to go to Joel 3 and verse 9. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare a war. Rouse the mighty men. Let all the soldiers draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am a mighty man. Hasten and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves there. Bring down, O Lord, your mighty ones. Let the nations be aroused and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will set to judge all the surrounding nations. Let's go to the 15th verse. And use this in regard to your knowledge of the other scriptures concerning the end time. The scriptures that you know, Jesus Himself spoke in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The scriptures in Revelation that has to do with the end time and Jesus' second coming. And how He wants us to be as children of the Almighty God. In verse 15, the sun and moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness. The Lord roars from Zion and utters His voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth tremble, but the Lord is a refuge for His people and a stronghold to the sons of Israel. You are an adopted son of Israel. You are one of God's children. As you respond to Him, as you believe in Him, as you keep on holding His hand all the days of your life, till your last breath, if Jesus Christ doesn't come before that. Through Jesus Christ, you are as of the very seed of the father Abraham, an heir to all of the blessings that was promised to all of the nations of the earth through him and God's covenant with Him. It's God's covenant to us also. We are as of the seed of Abraham. We are as Jews, if we need to look at it like that, with God, His chosen people. We are His chosen people. We are the sheep of His pasture, and He will take care of us, no matter what comes our way. But the Lord is a refuge for His people and a stronghold to the sons of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. So Jerusalem will be holy, and strangers will pass through it no more. There's coming a day when Jerusalem will not be abused like it is now. It will not be ill spoken of, nor the peoples there, like it is now and has been through the years. And that will be the day that Jesus Christ speaks of coming back to this earth. And that will be when He has brought in the scattered ones of Israel that have been scattered all over this world. They've been coming back in great numbers for 40, 50 years, 60 years now. The day of the Lord is coming. Let's be